The surprise stung. On August 9th, Malaysia's Attorney General filed criminal charges against 17 current and former executives at Goldman Sachs, an investment bank. The move marks an escalation in Malaysia's efforts to deal with a scandal uncovered at 1MDB, a state investment vehicle set up more than a decade ago by Najib Razak, then Malaysia's Prime Minister. As much as $4.5 billion of public money vanished from the fund between 2009 and 2015, according to America's Department of Justice, or DOJ. The cash was funneled through shell companies around the world and frittered away on yachts, artworks, diamonds, and other fripperies. Investigations have spanned America, Luxembourg, Malaysia, Singapore, Switzerland, and the United Arab Emirates. The 17 executives occupied senior positions at three subsidiaries of Goldman between May 2012 and March 2013. Five still work at the bank. Among them is Richard Nodde, the chief executive of its London-based subsidiary. During that time, Goldman underwrote three bond offerings that raised $6.5 billion for 1MDB, of which, according to the DOJ, $2.7 billion later disappeared. Even so, the bank earned a whopping $600 million in fees, a figure that Malaysia's authorities claim was above the market rate. In 2013, one of the bank's former executives, who has been charged, was paid a bonus exceeding that of its chief executive at the time. Malaysia's Prime Minister, Mahathir Mohamad, who booted Mr. Najib out of office 15 months ago with a rallying cry against corruption, has called the fees a huge killing. His finance minister wants $7.5 billion in reparations from Goldman. The bank's former chairman for Southeast Asia, Tim Leisner, helped win the work. He and Roger Ng, another former Goldman banker, already faced charges in America and Malaysia. Mr. Leisner, who last year pleaded guilty to the American charges of bribery and money laundering, awaits sentencing. But Mr. Ng protested his innocence in a court in New York in May after being extradited from Malaysia. The alleged mastermind of the scheme, Joe Lo, a Malaysian financier, remains at large.